Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
Julie, what's your preferred method of greeting?
Just a big bear hug. You know, The 20-second hug. Counting it down slowly and luxuriously.
Right into the person's ear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's a very personal mode of greeting. You know, mm-hmm. Some people prefer the handshake, which I was reading just a few minutes ago about how there's this theory that the handshake evolves from a day when you had to prove that you didn't have a weapon in your hand. Seems a little outdated.
Yeah.
And it's wrought with complications anyway. Hand pressure, the texture of your hand, all that. Me, I'm getting more and more on this fist bump bandwagon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I know it has this kind of like a bro stigma, apparently, which I was really not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
You have limited contact with the other person.
Okay.
Which is especially great with, like, if I'm interacting with my sister, who's even more standoffish than I am. It's like the only way that we can, like, physically acknowledge each other. Because, like, hugs are out, handshakes are out, but the fist bump works.
And that's, like, only, like, the corner knuckles, right? Like, you guys don't even do four knuckles.
No. You can just, I mean, in a way, you can almost kind of have, like, a slightest touch, and it does the job.
A grazing,
close-fisted high five, as it's sometimes called.
Okay, well, this may be a really good microbial strategy, because as we know from other podcasts, and according to Stanford microbiologist Stanley Falkow, the world is covered in a fine patina of feces.
Yes.
And I think about this every time that I go to this particular restaurant and there's a bowl of candy there. And my daughter always reaches for it. And I always kind of corral her away from it because I think, no, that patina of feces is covering at least a couple pieces of those candy. And if she ingests that, surely the next day we'll be seeing diarrhea.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's. I think a certain level of fear regarding the bacterial world around us is sensible. And that's why, you know, you get into this area of the fist bump, this concern over the fist bump being possibly a better means of greeting than that full 20-second bear hug.
Yeah, because think about it. Right now, you're marinating in about 100 trillion microbial cells from head to foot and mouth to gut on your skin. That stuff gets around. And as we had discussed in our roller derby microbiome, when you come into contact with people, it's very easy to transfer your microbial colony to another person. In fact, we saw that with those roller derby teams that after matches, they would swab the skin and find that one team's microbiota, which was the same, by the way, because they shared the similar profile of microbiome, would begin to try to colonize the other ones. So you really do have to be defensive about the microbes in the world.
Yeah, there are good microbes out there. There are bad microbes out there. But this is the community that we've built, and we're understandably a little xenophobic about other people's microbial communities merging with our own, because it can lead to all sorts of complications.
Well, especially when you begin to wonder whether or not we are entering into a post-antibiotic era.
Yes, because for the longest, you've had your antibacterial soap. Like, you know, big vats of it, big, clear, just columns of it with a giant pump on top, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it, and I've been guilty of this as well. At the slightest excuse, be it dirt or you just think of something a little dirty, you head over there, get like two squirts of the pump and just completely lather down your hands and you feel better. And supposedly you're cleaner.
Well, and then, of course, you see this in a hospital setting writ large, right? Because you have to make sure that your surfaces are clean, that your skin is clean. And, by the way, there's a lot of microbes in hospitals, and they become antibacterial resistant, which is where we are today. But before we jump to that, I just wanted to mention that Hazel Barton, she's a professor of microbiology and geology at the University of Akron in Ohio. She has a really good article on Slate about this, and she talks about antibiotics, and she says they're chemical keys. They're constructed to mimic cellular patterns to block, bind, and even collapse critical structures within the microbial cell. They do amazing things. They're really specific. They can kill one bacterial cell in a sea of human cells. And she calls it a magic bullet. But she says that they are much more complex than anti-cancer or antiviral drugs, and their complex structural nature and high specificity make them almost impossible for chemists to build from scratch or even synthesize, and that we rely on nature to design these molecules for us, and the majority of these antibiotics come from other microbes.
Yes.
So she makes this case of saying that they have novel, unique structures, and we are at a place where we've really exploited a lot of resources here.
Yeah, that's one of the things that can be really mind-blowing about this and can be a kind of a startling and frightening revelation is that antibacterial agents out there are an exhaustible resource.
Mm-hmm.
What have we done? We've gone to the natural world. Like you said, we've gone underground, and we've looked at things in the soil. All right, well, this can be used to fight a bacterial infection. This can be used. And then eventually we've drafted everyone into the war against bacteria. So we have to go to increasingly more exotic locations to try and find those new keys to unlock and unravel our bacterial adversaries.
That's a good way to put it, because in the meantime, you know, the clock is ticking, and
right.
You have all these antibacterial resistant microbes emerging. And we see this with MRSA, and that it's actually named sequentially after the antibiotics it's resistant to. And we see that it's responsible for thousands of deaths annually.
This is, of course, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus.
Right. And then you have other names less familiar emerging. We have carbapenem-resistant Enterococci, CRE. We have vancomycin-resistant Enterococcus, VRE. And Clostridium difficile, we've seen that before. We've talked about it. C. diff. Mm-hmm. Known on the street. So all of these things are emerging. And in the meantime, you have this exhausted potential market forces for new drugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Barton makes the point that the last novel drug that came to the market was discovered in 1984. And it took nearly 20 years to enter the marketplace as something called Cubicin. And then,
which we discovered on the side of a volcano.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that was another one we had to go. We've drafted everyone in the immediate vicinity. Where are these soldiers that we haven't found yet? And that was one.
Yeah, another one was anthracycline, which could be effective against MRSA and anthrax. And that was actually found in deep ocean sediments. So you can see, again, that clock ticking and, trying to find new drugs to conquer this while our other microbes are getting stronger and stronger and more resistant. In fact, in March of this year, Dame Sally Davies, she's the UK's chief medical officer, she said, hey, microbial antibiotic resistance is a threat that's on par with global warming and terrorist attacks. Let's take this really seriously.
Yeah, because just look at MRSA. Where is MRSA showing up? showing up in hospitals. Like the place you don't want really dangerous antibacterial resistant agent to show up, because you have all the people in weakened states, their immune systems are weakened. And in 2005, almost 10% of hospital door handles were shown to contain MRSA. So, and that's not even getting into the whole hand washing situation that has been a problem in many hospitals. You know, but the whole situation with doctors, surgeons not washing their hands, which is, again, a whole other issue. But
we'll get to that.
But we'll get to that.
Of course. In the meantime, you just kind of have to look and see what we can do right now. Now, Barton says, hey, since we have to go to these more remote locations, let's begin to consider caves as a possible area of exploration for these microbes. Because she says they're extreme environments. They lack sunlight, they have scant resources, and it makes an ideal place to hunt for antibiotics, since microbes have to be particularly hardy in order to survive.
Yeah, I like to use the drafting analogy. This is the equivalency of just heading out into the absolute boondocks and finding like a family of hillbillies and saying, hey, here's some a whole bunch of able-bodied boys here working the farm. You guys can come and fight the fight, but you have to really go far. And like you said, we're almost talking about an alien environment, just one that's kind of entombed within our own, where you see really exotic forms of life at the visible level, mm-hmm. and then also at the microbial level as well.
Yeah, and what I love about this is that you can just imagine all these microbiologists spelunking into these caves and coming up with these samples, and they're screening the genetic code of thousands of these microorganisms for novelty. Again, that's that novel compound that they're looking for. And then what they do is they take that and they give it to analytical chemists, and they use technologies like liquid chromatography, mass spectrometry, and ion mobility mass spectrometry, and that hones in on that novel and unusual compound. So we have the means of finding it, and we have the technology. It's just, again, racing against that clock.
Yeah, and the possibility is really encouraging. It's reading that just one bacterium from one of these isolated cave systems could be found to have somewhere upwards of like 38 antibacterial compounds within it. So
the payoff is pretty great.
The payoff is potentially great, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more about the war against bacteria, and we'll get back to the fist bump a little bit.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product, and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so we're back and we are talking about this microbial world that we dwell in and how to better negotiate our way through it, especially when you consider the antibacterial resistant stuff out there. So what do? We change our behavior, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you can't make the big advances against the enemy, you try to accumulate all the small advances you can make. I mean, that's how wars are won anyway, right? Just you build up all the little petty advantages. And one petty advantage, the argument is to be made, is to start relying more on that fist bump as opposed to that handshake, especially in a hospital environment.
So what you're saying is I need to ease off of the hot breath hugs.
Yes.
And do something that's perhaps not quite as skin-to-skin contact. Fine.
Right. Well, now, the study in question didn't really look at the hugs because, again, the hospital environment, where generally people know enough that, you know, you're not going to have a big, giant, you know, stereotypical Russian hug every time you encounter somebody. But this particular research was published in 2013 by the Journal of Hospital Infection. Surgeons at West Virginia University decided they were going to see if they could reduce the spread of infection just by fist bumping instead of shaking hands. The lead researcher on this was Tom McClellan, and he's a West Virginia plastic surgeon. And it was a really small study, but remarkable in their findings.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in a second. But let's back up and look at why this is important. First of all, even if your doctor is washing his or her hands, or you run and wash your hands soon after you clasp hands with another person, 80% of individuals retain some disease-causing bacteria after washing. Okay.
Yeah, most people are doing it wrong, right? I mean, there's the whole adage that when you wash your hands, you should do the ABC song twice through.
Yeah.
And most people don't do that. I mean, most of the time when I go to the bathroom, I don't even hear anybody singing.
Now, physicians are probably a little bit better about this, right? Because they're more aware of it. But here's the thing. They kind of have to have some sort of interaction with you physicians, right? Because if you think about it, if you are going to see a medical professional, you mm-hmm. are probably there in what is usually a tense situation or a stressful
right.
situation. You don't usually go to the doctor when you're feeling great, right? So this can be a situation where you have to have that that sort of touchy-feely moment to create a sense of trust between the doctor and the patient. So this is why the doctor always engages you in a handshake, right? It might seem sort of ridiculous because this is what I think every time my doctor reaches out her hand, like, please don't. I know that you've been doing this to people all day long who are sick. But again, it's that social contract. So
yeah, you want your surgeon, your doctor, whoever, you want some sort of human connection so that you don't
yeah.
feel like a piece of meat, you don't feel like a number. You want at least there to be an illusion that they care about your life.
So this is why those surgeons thought, okay, this is a very important thing here. This is not just, hey, let's sit around and fist bump each other and just bro out all day.
Yeah.
Let's actually see if we can reduce the amount of junk that gets spread around.
And this is how it went down. So small group again. They just started doing the fist bumps instead of the shaking. They cultured the bacteria grown on their hands, and they found that the handshake exposed more than three times as much skin surface area as the fist bump, and the contact averaged 2.7 times longer. So more bacteria was transmitted, as expected, with the handshake versus the fist bump, where you have just, you know, it's a very small amount of skin. I mean, they're not even, if you take your fist and sort of bump them, you'll see that they're not made to interlock. It's not like the handshake, which is kind of the mating of two fleshy squids.
Fleshy squids.
Fleshy squids. Of course, not two squid of the same species, but two different species squid. That's why I want squids.
Well, I like this because I'm not a big handshake person anyway. Like I said, I'd rather hug.
Yeah.
And I do find it awkward sometimes because, you know, you don't know whether or not to employ the super aggressive shake or the, you don't want to do like a limp fish shake either.
Right.
You also can have different galvanic skin responses, right? So there's more sweat on your hand sometimes than others. It can be, odd, especially when you find yourself with cold, dead hands like me. And you have to apologize every time you go to shake someone's hand.
Well, one thing they pointed out in the study, too, is that the social contract of it is beautiful. Because, all right, so let's say you're on a no-shaking hands roll. Like,
okay,
that's your goal for the day. Then what do you do when somebody extends the hand? If you say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't shake hands today, or I'm not going to, you know, how do you politely get out of that? You're going to, on some level, feel or look like a jerk.
Yeah, you're going to be dead in the water if you don't have some sort of response.
Right. But if they extend that hand for the shake, and then you respond by extending that hand for the fist bump, voila.
Yeah,
they have to do is just curl that squid up into a fist, and bam. Now, the study did not go into whether you should explode the fist at that point, if you should do the peace sign and form the snail,
uh-huh,
or any of the other add-ons, bonuses that you may employ in your fist bump.
Now, I would say that within maybe your social group, your friends, your family, you can do some of those variations and risk a little bit more surface contact, right? Because most likely you're going to share some of your microbial colony with them.
Yes.
But outside of that, straight on knuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like with my son, I do the fist bump, but then I have it explode and drip all over his face. So there's a lot of, like, contact that way.
You know, I have to say that before you had sent me this study, I did notice that in school the fist bump was being encouraged by my daughter's teacher. I don't know if that was just my daughter's teacher or what, but, you know, there's a lot of hacking going on, spreading of germs among that group.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, maybe they're encouraging more of the fist bump, in addition, of course, to the Dracula elbow cough, which I saw a parent encouraging that on the playground the other day, and I was like, yes.
Which is just fun to say to a kid anyway.
Yeah, Dracula up there. Drac up, maybe? I don't know.
Drac-up.
Give me some better terminology.
All right, so envision a future when we have a better understanding of the microbiome and the threats, the inherent threats and the beauties that come out of it, right? We've talked about that. Do we just do away altogether with any sort of contact?
Well, no.
No?
We don't want to do away with contact. But, I mean, that's why this is beautiful. It's finding out what we can lose and you know, how we can sort of meet people halfway. Not actually seal ourselves up in bubbles and refuse to touch each other, but also not just say, hey, if we're not hugging it out, then we're not human.
You know, I can't remember the exacts of this article that I read, but there was some sort of infestation of this woman and her family's house, and I don't know if it was lice or something, but
demons.
Demons. Yeah. It was some sort of critter. And what happened is that they all sort of had to stop hugging. And she said they became very adept at doing this sort of smile eyes hug. Mm. She would stare at her son and sort of smile at him and try to hug him with her eyes, and he would do it back. And she said it was really kind of beautiful because it just flowed down, and of course they couldn't embrace, but they had that sort of communication.
You could,
at
I guess, do kind of an air hug, or like where you don't actually touch, but you kind of air hug the other person, kind of.
I don't know. That's in the realm of air guitar playing.
Yeah.
Air sex.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, that's a thing.
That is a thing.
All right. Well, there you have it. It's kind of a shorty, but it's a shorty that might save your life in some small way. And you can feel better about fist bumping instead of shaking hands, instead of high-fiving. And then you don't have to feel like you're doing something that's a little too bro-ish, if you will.
Yeah, it should go out of the bro sphere into the mainstream, I think.
Yeah, the bro-sphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, let us know about this. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the fist bump versus the handshake versus bacteria versus hugs. Everything in this episode is up for grabs, including diving down into deep caves for bacterial soldiers that we haven't ushered into this war just yet. You can find us at all the normal places. You can find us at stufftoblowyourmind.com. That's our mothership. That's where all of the podcast episodes are, dating back all the way to the beginning. You can find all of our blog posts. You can find all our videos. You can find links to our various social media accounts. And what are those accounts? Well, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Tumblr. You can find us on Twitter, Google+, YouTube, you name it. Find all the keys to it there.
And, of course, you can also send us an email at blowthemind@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Audible.com is the leading provider of downloadable digital audiobooks and spoken word entertainment. Audible has over 100,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded to your iPod or MP3 player. Go to audiblepodcast.com/blowthemind to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.